weeks. Now's a great time to visit WVIK.org and click on the red donate button.
Jazz After Hours may just be the best way to end your Saturday. So consider joining me, Tom Tallman, here on WVIK Classical at 90.3 HD2, 98.3 FM in the Quad Cities, and always at WVIK.org every Saturday night at 10 for some of the greatest sounds on record.
Time now for the Swing Shift. Two very different band leaders on tap tonight. First of all, the boogie-woogie man, Freddie Sleck. We'll hear his orchestra, which would move from sweet to swing in an easy beat. After that, Charles Tolliver, who was a master of the big and rather complicated charts. Those are the two working tonight on the Swing Shift. And we'll begin tonight with another piano player in addition to the one that's in our theme. This is Freddie Sleck with a boogie-woogie beat starting off with Soft Jive, then A Kiss Goodnight, and Southpaw Serenade.
Thank you. time to part and the good night start. I found the conditions like this. There's a reason why every scheming guy wants to end it with a kiss. A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. A kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss. And a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Mr. Casanova, when the night was almost over, never did a turnabout face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. An old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Mr. Casanova, when the night was almost over, never did a turnabout face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. Leads to a dozen or more. Baby, give me one more kiss. Thank you.
Freddie Slack's Orchestra with Southpaw Serenade. That is a Slack original. And we'll let his piano go for a while we move on to another man. This is Charles Tolliver. He also has a fine piano player with him in this particular recording. His name is Wolfgang Donner. The tune is Plight, and it's a composition also by Charles Tolliver himself, who started out on piano, as Freddie Slack did. Of course, Freddie persevered. And Charles went on to become an arranger. Actually, he heard that Jackie McLean was looking for a trumpet player. This is when he was still, you might say, unfledged. He went to see McLean, who was recovering from an overdose in a hospital, to apply for a job, and when McLean got out, he called him for a recording date. And from that time on, Tolliver was a professional trumpeter and appeared with many different people, finally getting his own band. Well, here Charles Tolliver is with his own band and his own composition entitled Plight.
Thank you.
A sprawling orchestral chart built on a very simple phrase composed by the conductor of the band, Charles Tolliver, who also soloed on trumpet. You heard as well Mr. Wolfgang Donner on an extended piano solo. That particular work, Plight, was put together by Charles Tolliver, James Spalding, and Stanley Cowell. Spalding played saxophone and Stanley piano, and Stanley Cowell went on to have a very nice career as a jazz analyst and commentator. But in 1975, he was in Charles Tolliver's big, big band. Let's back up 28 years now to 1947, and we're going to hear Charles Tolliver again, because at that time he was in Freddie Slack's orchestra in the trumpet section, with Chuck Peterson, Jack Traynor. Vito Musso played tenor with the organization, and he was perhaps one of the best-known musicians in the band, apart from Gerald Wilson at that time. But Freddie Slack's orchestra, we'll start with a full orchestra and then gear down to a smaller ensemble. We'll begin with Boogie Woogie and then go to a celeste boogie. Freddie Slack will play the celeste on that, and we'll wind up with Humor Esquire. Three selections from Freddie Slack back in the 40s.
Thank you.
Three from Freddie Slack. First of all, the full orchestra in Boogie Minor. And then we heard the Celeste Boogie and Humoresquire. Those latter two were a quartet drawn from the band. Everyone seemed to be following the example set by Benny Goodman years earlier. Freddie Slack played the piano and the celeste, Hilmer Tiny Timbrell on guitar, Gene England bass, and Dave Coleman drums. In the Freddie Slack orchestra, as I mentioned earlier, Gerald Wilson played trumpet. And that was back in 47. We move now to 1970 when Gerald Wilson first started putting out some of his own big band recordings, quite different from Freddie Slack. Almost everything Freddie Slack touched turned into a boogie, but he was extremely popular because at that time, Boogie Woogie was the big thing in popular music. We're going to hear two compositions by Stanley Cowell and Charles Tolliver. Tolliver participated in the creation of Ruthie's Heart, but Stanley Cowell is the sole author of Brilliant Circles. In both selections, the principal soloists are Charles Tolliver on trumpet and Stanley Cowell on piano. This is a big, big band, and once again, it's quite different in character from what we hear from those recordings back in the 40s, back when the age of swing was actually beginning to kind of die out a little bit. But here we go with Ruthie's Heart and Brilliant Circles.
Thank you.
Big band music from Charles Tolliver. Big band music, it's jazz, but swing, well, you can't dance to it. You have to listen to it, but that's how music has changed. Let's go back to some early work, close out with Freddie Slack's orchestra, back when Johnny Mercer and Don Ray stepped as vocalists to help sell some records.
Thank you.
Margaret Whiting singing with the Freddie Slack Orchestra. This was back in 1943. He had a number of soloists with him, Johnny Mercer, I mentioned before, Don Ray. Ella Mae Morse was the one who brought him the greatest fame with Cow Cow Boogie, but for a while, Margaret Whiting. We heard actually three selections, two versions of one. We started with the Gee Chee song, then went to Sit and Nip, then a revised version of the Gee Chee song, and finally Ain't That Just Like a Man, with a vocal by Maggie Whiting. The band at that time was really solid. It was just taking off. Les Baxter, of all people, was on tenor saxophone then, but T-Bone Walker on guitar and Charles Grifford and George Went on trumpet, Barney Bigard on clarinet, and then, of course, the great Freddie Slack playing piano. Well, that's an interesting combination we've had tonight of Charles Tolliver and Freddie Slack, two very different approaches to big band music. Tolliver very much of a modern sound, and Freddie Slack way back in the early days of swing. That'll do it for tonight. We'll bring up the theme and head out of here after we remind you, as we always do, that Swing Shift is produced by Media Consultants Limited for Augustana Public Radio, a weekly feature here of the radio station. Enjoy your company, and remember, Jazz After Hours continues. Jazz ends each week on Saturday night here on WVIK.